So tonight I want to talk about a topic that appears twice in the Parsha, and it's the only Parsha I could think of where this topic appears, and it's based on two different parts of the area of the Torah. The topic is, it's certainly a halakhic topic, but also carries a lot of hashkafa as well regarding how we perceive free things in life when people give us gifts. So the pasuk says, "Imrina chosiat leman yitavli ba'varech v'chaisa nafshu v'glalech." Avram says to Sarah, "Right, I want you to lie and say that you're going to be my sister, you're not my wife, so they're not going to kill me, and also it'll be good for me as well." So Rashi says, "What does it mean, leman yitavli? It'll be tov for me." So Rashi says, "They're going to give me presents. I'll get gifts out of it. The mitzvah are going to give me presents." So the Maral and the Gur Aryeh asks, how Avram could want presents? Don't we have a principle? The Pasuk of Mishlei says, "Sone matanos yichya." A person who hates gifts will live. It's a good thing to not take gifts. Also, later on in the parsha, we find a place where Avram invokes this principle. We know later on, by the king of Sodom, after Avram saves the captives, the king of Sodom wants to give Avram Avinu all the spoils of war, and Avram says, "I don't want a string, I don't want a shoelace, nothing." The same idea, because he doesn't want to be supported by somebody else, he doesn't want any gifts. So Avram knows about the principle of not accepting gifts. He invokes it later on in his life. So how come over here, by Mitzrayim, he's trying to not only save his life, but you know, to make something off it also, at the end of the day? So the Maral says that Avram was afraid that he would be killed, so they could take Sarah. So he said, "If I took the gifts, when they give them to me, then it'll make me look very chashuv. I'll look very important, I'll look very esteemed that they give me all these gifts and presents and things like that. And therefore, the gifts would be necessary in order to keep me alive. It'll be a tool that'll help me be able to get them and try them alive because they'll respect me more and won't harm a hair on my head." So what is this pasuk exactly? So the pasuk says in Mishlei, the son of Matanos Yichya, it's the 15th parak of Mishlei, and this is cited lahalacha in Choshen Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Mem Tasei, "Midas Chasidus, Shalola Kabo Matana." It is a midas chasidus, it's a proper thing to not accept gifts. Ela levtoach b'Hashem, to trust in Hashem. Sheyitin lo dai b'machsorot, that He'll give us enough for what we need. Shneamar, b'sari matanos yichya. Not just a pasuk, but a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat of something that somebody should strive for. The drisha there in the tour, and the Sifsei Chachamim and Breishis say that this is why Avram didn't want any gifts from Melech Sodom, as we said before, because sari matanos yichya, those who hate gifts will live. Now, the drisha is unsure then why we don't view this as a din d'oraisa. Meaning, if we see from Avram's conduct by Melech Sodom, then we should say perhaps that not accepting gifts is min ha-Torah, because we see a remez to it in the Torah. Why is it only, you know, divrei Kabbalah? Why is it only from Shalom Melech? It should go all the way back to the Torah. Okay, so he gives a different explanations. We don't usually treat this as a din d'oraisa, because we'll see there's many loopholes when it comes to accepting gifts. Rabbeinu Bachya in Breishis Chaf Gimel says this is why Avram wouldn't take the Maras HaMachpelah for free in the beginning of Chayei Sarah, because Sarah Matanos Yeche, he didn't want to take it for free. There's other reasons as well, and the Rabbeinu Bachya says V'chein Darkam Shel Tzadikim, the righteous don't take free stuff. So what's the reason for Sarah Matanos Yeche? I found perhaps a four-way machlokas, four different approaches to why we don't want to accept gifts. Rashi on the pasuk says it's a sayag, it's a fence to make sure you never steal and take stolen money. And Rabbeinu Yonah says a person who trains himself not to want stuff, to go to the extent not to accept, will make sure he doesn't steal. If you're a person who's always not looking for a free thing, always not looking for a handout, it will keep you in check to make sure you don't come to take somebody else's stuff for free on their account. That's how Rashi views it. There's actually in the story in the biography of Rav Yaakov, in the article biography, this is on page 309, it records that someone asked Rav Yaakov where he should take food, where he should take food stamps for which he was eligible to spend half an hour a day checking mezuzahs instead. Should I take food stamps, was the question, off the government, or should I take a half hour out of learning to check mezuzahs? I'll make a little extra money and I won't have to go on food stamps. That was the shaila Rav Yaakov got. So Rav Yaakov told him it's preferable to earn the money rather than to have it given to him by the government, because sonei matanos yichya, better to earn it than to take handouts from the government. And he explained that this is a protection against theft, and if a person becomes used to having his possessions things that are not earned, he might eventually steal from others as well.
Put that in the Jewish press, yeah.
Put it in the Jewish press. So that's approach number one. It is a fence to protect a person from doing the wrong thing. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Chaf Beis, says that Amemar, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi came to an orchard of Mari Bar Isak. These three rabbis ended up in an orchard. And his sharecropper came, and he gave them dates and pomegranate seeds. He was the worker, the guy was in charge of the field, but he wasn't the owner of the field. And Amemar and Rav Ashi sat and they ate the fruit, and Marzutra didn't eat any of the fruits, because he had a concern that the sharecropper gave them the fruit without approval of the owner of the field. So, it's very nice, you know, that the clerk in the store says you can have, you know, get money back, but like, on whose account? Did the owner of the store say you can do that? So he said, just because the sharecropper said I can have, doesn't mean I can have. So I said, I'm not going to eat. So the owner comes, and he says to the sharecropper, oh, you should have given these rabbanim, these very special rabbis, our guests, should have given them even better stuff. You only gave them the B stuff. You shouldn't give them the A fruits. That would have been a proper way to greet them. And Marzutra still didn't eat from the fruit. So the other two rabbanim turned to Marzutra and said, okay, originally you didn't know. But now he came, and he said, you gave him only the not-so-good stuff. You should give him the better stuff. Clearly, the owner of the field wants you to have the stuff, so why aren't you eating? So Marzutra answered, the only reason the owner said that something about bringing them better food is because he doesn't want us to really have the food, but he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Right? Somebody comes over, and you know they're looking in your liquor cabinet, and they say, oh, every chash of a bottle of scotch over here. And the guy says, no, can I have some? Or he's looking and he's inspecting. Clearly the guy wants you to offer something. You really don't want to give him, but the guy wants. So you pretend you're generous and say, ah, let me pour you something, give him something nice. You're giving to him not because you want, because you don't want to seem stingy, you don't want to be embarrassed. So said Marzutra, that's probably what's going on over here. He's putting on a show that he's very generous, but how do I know he really wants it? Could be he's just doing it to seem nice in front of us as well. So Rabbeinu Hanan al-Nakamara says that if someone gives you something only because he's embarrassed to not give you, then to take it is gezel. That's a very strong statement. If you're only taking something because the person is embarrassed to not give it to you, it could be stealing. So the Chachmas Manoach on the Gemara says that based on this Rabbeinu Hanan, we can say that this is the reason for Sonim Matanos Yechya. Because when someone gives you a gift, you can never be sure that he's giving it to you wholeheartedly. Maybe he's giving it to you with a grudge he doesn't really want to give it to you, and maybe there's an issue of gezel. And therefore, that's approach number two, that Sonim Matan HaSicha is because maybe the person is not really willing to give it to you. It's not to prevent you from stealing. It could actually be stealing, according to Rabbeinu Hanan. That's number two.
You're supposed to treat every Adam with Parnam
Yafra. Yes.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's an interesting shita. I hear 100%. It's shita is definitely not out there. It's not brought by many of the poskim, but I hear the complaints. The third is Rashi on that same pasuk again in Mishlei. He says it will prevent a person from engaging in chanufa. What's chanufa? False flattery. Someone's doing the wrong thing. Oh, but he gave me something free. I can't say something to him. The Sma writes in Reish Mem Tes, that's Siman in Shulchan Aruch, he says that if you accept gifts from a person, you're never going to give them Musar, you're never going to give them Tochach, you're never going to tell them they're doing something wrong. If somebody gives you free handouts, he gives you something nice every once in a while, before you go to tell them he's doing something wrong, you're going to think, but what's going to be with the free stuff later on? He's not going to give it to me. And therefore, when a person gets free stuff, it colors their relationships with other people. It's not an honest relationship. That's what the Sma writes. So there's a beautiful sefer on the Parsha called Kamotze Shalal Rav. It's a collection of interesting ideas in the Parsha from obscure sources, or sources you wouldn't have thought would have said things on the Parsha. Like, he calls through Halacha Svarim and Shas and Shuvos that you wouldn't think talk of the Parsha, and he pulls out beautiful gems that connect to the Parsha. So in Parshas Kedoshim, on the Pasuk of Hocheach Tochiach Hasam Isecha, to give rebuke to your friends. So he says that he saw in the name of the Chibina Rav. The Chibina Rav said that from here we can see, based on this explanation, that it would be mutter to accept gifts from a non-Jew. There's no problem in starting Matan HaSichya from a guy. Guy can give you all the gifts you want. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of tochacha. There's no mitzvah to give rebuke to a non-Jew. Chahocheach tochiach es amisecha. You only have a mitzvah to rebuke a Jew. So since you're never going to have a mitzvah to rebuke a guy, therefore you're never going to be colored if he gives you gifts, so you can accept all the gifts you want from a guy. That's the creative shot for the Chibina Rav. You have to be the Chibina Rav to come with a shot like that. So, I don't know if that's halacha l'maisa, but certainly an interesting explanation. The fourth, and probably one of the more prominent explanations, is from the Ralbag on that pasuk, the Mitzudas David on the pasuk on Mishlei, and they say Sefer Matanas Yechia is meant to stress bitachon in Hashem. It's meant to build up an idea that we're supposed to trust in Hashem, not take things from other people without earning it. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Zichiyu Matan in Perikid Beis, at the very, very end, he says, "Hatzadikim hagamurim rianshe ma'isa lo yikablu matanam adam." Great tzadikim don't take gifts from people. Ella botchim b'Hashem baruch shemo. We trust in Hashem. Lo benedivim b'hari nemar v'sonim matan sichya. And therefore, the Rambam learns it is a din in having to be talking in Hashem. And not related to steal or anything like that. The Maharal, the Nesiv HaSolem, and the Nesiv HaTorah in Perek Dalet says a person who can sustain himself and support himself without others is truly living. That's truly living. We call a body of water that flows naturally on its own Mayim Chayim. Why? Because it's self-sustaining. It doesn't need to be filled up from anywhere else. It's naturally sustaining itself. And therefore, Sodi Matanos Yichya. A person who hates gifts is really living. It doesn't mean he's going to live for a long time or Chas v'shalom pass away early. What it means is, it's really yichya. That's a real life. The real life is a person who can sustain himself, work from his own effort, and really build himself up, not relying on other people. The Magid Meisharim, the famous Malach, who learned with the Beis Yosef. We know the Beis Yosef learned in Tzfas. For a number of years we have traditions that he had a Malach who learned with him, and he wrote down all the things the Malach told him. So in Parshas Lech Lecha, in this week's parsha, the Magid Meisharim told the Beis Yosef that whoever is careful about Sodei Matanos Yichya and only relies on Hashem goes straight to Olam Haba, right away. Golden ticket, all the way there. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Os Shin Tazayim, he says that there are things that are not Gezel, but they're even more severe than Gezel. And the example he gives is a guest who stays with a host, and the host doesn't want the guest to stay there. So the Sefer Chassidim says it's a chashash gezel, even if you give it on your own accord. To feel that you're impeding on someone, and they're forcing somebody to give you something they don't want to give, might be an issue of Sodei Matanos Yichya. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra Yud Gimel. There's not so many Gemaras that invoke this principle. There's a Gemara in Megillah, and there's a Gemara in Chulim. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Yud Gimel on the base. It says that if there's a Sada She'ein Bo Chalukah, that means if we have a field, you and I share a field, and the field is not 8 amos in space. It's less than 8 amos. So if we were to split such a field, none of us would get 4 amos. And 4 amos is considered enough of a field that you could do something with it. I could plant something or I could do something significant. A field less than 4 amos is considered nothing. It's not useful for anybody. So if we share a field that's less than 8 amos, that means if we split it, nobody's going to end up with anything useful at the end of the day. So in such a case, the Gemara suggests that one party can say to the other party, you take some of the property and you have the 4 amos. I'll give you mine, you give it away. That's what the Gemara suggests to do. Just at least somebody should have something. Now, doesn't both people have to suffer because you have nothing? At least one person will have 4 amos. Then you can break it and you'll have nothing, whatever, but the other person will have something. Comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and he says that the person who's willing to give up his property to his friend, so the other friend can have the 4 amos, is not allowed. Why? B'matana lo nichali dechsiv v'sonei matanos yechya. You can't give up your field to the other person just stam as it is, just so you can have it. So the Ritva asks why the first opinion doesn't have an issue of sonei matanos yechya. How come only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is so concerned about gifts? How come the Tanakhama doesn't care about giving stuff away for free or getting stuff for free? So the Ritva says that the Tanakhama holds that in such a case it's not a matana. Why? And this is the yesod we're going to build around for the rest of the time. Why is it not a gift? Because it's good for me too. It's good for me, it's beneficial to me to give it away. Because until I give it away, then nothing's happening. At least when you give it away, you'll have something. But while it's just me and you, we're both suffering. Nobody gets to do anything. So therefore, it's beneficial for me to give you some of my property, because at least I can move on. We can do something productive afterwards, after this point in time. And this is cited in the Shita Mekubetzes and the Sma in Choshe Mishra's Kufayin Tes. So why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel so machmer? So maybe he holds like the Rambam. It's a din in bitachon. It's not a din in happiness or gezel. It's a din in trusting in Hashem as well. So based on this, the Chassam Sofer explains that there's a Gemara in Megillah Chaf Ches Amud Aleph as to whether giving a gift to an Adam Gadol is Sonei Matanos Yechya. There's a very important person you respect very much. and you want to, you know, get in with that person, you want to be on the person's good side, or you just want, respect the person, you want to give them a gift, so you want to give them something. Is that considered Sori Matanas Yechia? So the Chassam Sofer says that, or the Gemara says that Rav Nechemya merited Arichas Yamim. Rav Nechemya lived a long time. The end of the Gemara Megillah is these lists and lists and lists of why all these Tanayim lived for so long. They suggested, you know, what was their thing that let them have such a bracha. So Rav Nechemya merited Arichas Yamim because Lo Kibalti Matanos, I never accepted gifts. And the Gemara reports regarding Rav Zeira that when they would send him gifts in the house of the Nasi, when the leader of the community would send him gifts, he would not accept them. But when they would invite him, he would go there. So they said, why will I go? Because for them, they think it's a kavod when I come. They're honored, you know, when the rabbi comes to their house. That's a big kavod for them. So therefore, when I go, it's not really giving anything to me. It's really giving something to them at the end of the day. And therefore, it's not considered like I'm taking a gift. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says that giving to an adam gadol, to a person that you respect because you want him to have something, it's meaningful for you. To me, to give something to him is not sari matanas yechi. It's not considered improper gift giving.
You giving, it's not. It's his. He's accepting it is the matana.
Yeah.
Not you giving.
So they want to say that pshat in sari matanas yechi is that I'm giving something totally to him with me nothing getting, me not getting anything out of it. But if I'm getting something out of it, so Shlomo Melech will agree that it's not considered the issue here. It's only an issue when it's totally to him. And I don't get anything out of this gift. So the Tshuvas Chaim Shal. This is, there's not so many Tshuvas about this topic. It's a lot of Hashkafa, as we saw. There's one Tshuva, there's one responsa that everybody quotes when they want to talk about this topic. And this is a Tshuva from the Chidah, in the Chaim Shal, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Ayin Dal, and Os Mem Beis. So the Chidah was asked about a person who wants to get married, but he didn't have any money. He didn't have any money to get married. But what did he have? He had a Sefer Torah. So he said, let me sell the Sefer Torah, have money, and get married. That's the only time you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, is for that reason. You can't sell it for really any other reason. The only time you can sell it is for Hachnasas Kala. So, if that's the case, he said, I have a way to get out of this. I can get married, sell the Torah, everything will be fine. So there was a Gvir, there was an Askan in the community who said, a nice guy like this is going to sell a Torah, he's going to lose a Torah, not get married. I'll take care of the wedding, write him a check, the wedding will be covered, no problem at all. So the young man who wanted to get married said, Sone matanos yechia. I don't want to take the gift because I don't want to have to rely on somebody else's handout. Better for me to sell the Torah. So they had a fight. Should he accept the gift? Should he not accept the gift? So they wrote to the Chidah and said, what do we do? So the Chidah explained that he should accept the gift and not sell the Torah. He said, in this generation, to not accept gifts is zihiras ba'alma. It's not a din. It's a chumrah. Very, 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 very from people don't accept gifts. And it's not proper to sell a Torah if it's not needed. So if I can avoid selling a Torah, he says, then certainly do whatever you can to get out of it. And then he says, the reason for Sari Matanas Yechia is an issue because maybe the giver doesn't want to really give the gift, which is what we discussed earlier. But in this case, the generous benefactor wants to give the gift because he wants the mitzvah. He wants to say, ah, look at me, I did a nice thing. They're going to put my name on the hall, and I'm going to look very nice. And therefore, it's beneficial to him to give the gift because he's going to look like a great person. It's going to be beneficial to him as well. Some of the Sfarim write, the Ben Paras Yosef writes that this is why Hashem giving Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people is not Sani Matanos Yechia. Hashem gave us a gift, the land of Israel. Because why? It was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's pleasure that we should have it. Hashem wanted us to have it. It was good for Hashem that we should have the land of Israel. So this is the Shita of the Chidah that is quoted in other places as well. If it is in the interest of the giver and he gets something out of it and he wants to do it for himself, therefore, it's not considered giving or accepting an improper gift. When I was in yeshiva, there was a guy in NYU who was invited out to Rosh Yeshiva's house on Shabbos once, and he didn't want to accept. He didn't accept the invitation, and then somehow it came out after he was pressed is because he said Sori Matanas Yechia. I don't accept gifts, things like that. But I don't know. I'm not certainly. You can't accept a meal for Shabbos lunch because Sori Matanas Yechia. It seems if it's much. Also, the person wants to have you for lunch. They want to have guests. They want to get to know you. You know, and also, who doesn't want to go to somebody else's house and, you know, meet another person. I don't know. Tzarachian. I don't think that was the halacha lemaisa practically in such a case. We find it come up in halacha another place though. And that is the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yerodein Tzim and Reish Memvav by Hilchas Talmud Torah. He says that a person shouldn't rely on handouts in order to learn. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. However, the
I haven't read that.
What? So the exception to the rule. So you shouldn't accept handouts. However, says the Ramah, the rabbi of the community or the Rosh Yeshiva shouldn't have to work, and he should be supported by the community. He should be paid, you know, to be able to do his job. And then he adds, and this is based on a comment of the Tashbates in Chelek Aleph. He says, "V'cholze d'shari hainu shenotel pras min hatzibur or haspaka kavua aval einlo lekabel doronos min habrios." He says, you can take a salary. The rabbi and the Rosh Yeshiva can take a salary, but they cannot take gifts, says the Ramah. No handouts beyond the salary. But didn't we say that whoever brings a gift to a Talmid Chacham is like you're bringing a bikurim to the Kohanim? It's considered a big zchus to help out Talmid Chachamim. Hainu bedoronos kitanim. That's like something small. Something like a tchotchke. You went on a trip and you brought back a keychain. So for the rabbi, that's nothing so chashuv. Shekein derech b'nei adam lehevi doron katan la'adam chashuv. Afilu ha'am aretz. Even if the person is not aretz, you'll give him something nice if he's an adam chashuv. So that's an exception. That's what the Ramah says. So comes the Shach. So the Shach writes there on the Ramah. Listen to this. He says, u'bekesef mishnah shamash mit afilu doronos mutzul l'kabel. He says, what are you talking about? The Kesef Mishnah says it's 100% mutter to give out even gifts to the rabbi and the Rosh Yeshiva. V'chein Kesef Maharshal, this is what the Maharshal writes, the cousin of the Ramah, arguing with the Ramah. She'ein hakra bedavar, uman de kapid kapid, shari lok, he says, and a person who wants to be makan can be makbid. But really there's no problem giving gifts to the rabbi. And then he writes, says the Maharshal, she'ein lo kasev bikra. The Pasuk in Mishlei doesn't say v'lokeach matanos yamus. It doesn't say the person who accepts gifts will die. That's not what it says. It says sorry matanos yachia. If you'll be better if you don't accept gifts. It doesn't say if you accept gifts you're going to drop dead chas v'shalom. You have to be so machmer. What's the Ramah being so machmer for? So you accept a gift. What's the problem at the end of the day? The Gam HaBach, Herich Bazed, the Bach also defends this as well, saying there's no problems also. The Shach argues with the Ramah and says you can give the Rabbi gifts, you can give the Rebbe gifts, you can give the Rosh Yeshiva gifts, it's not a problem at all. The Stechemen writes in the Marecha Shin, in Klal Yud Gimel, he says that giving gifts to Talmid Chacham gives Hanah to the giver, and therefore it's not Sonim Matanas Yechia. I'm happy that the Talmid Chacham is getting something, and I'm happy I'm helping him out, or I'm doing something for him, it gives me pleasure as well. Let's discuss specific types of gifts. Wedding gifts. We're allowed to give wedding gifts. We're allowed to accept wedding gifts. The whole industry is going to go over if we don't come out Lakula. So the Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Halachos in Tesvav Reish Tesvav, the Tshuvos Tirosh V'Yitzar in Simen Chavav cites the Korban Ha'ani in Parshas Kisese, who says that we fulfill mitzvahs simchas chasen v'kala when you give gifts. And therefore, you got to give the gifts because it makes chasen and kala happy, and therefore it's not a violation at all. And he explains based on this that there's no issue of sorei matan sichya because you're doing it for your own benefit so you can fulfill the mitzvah of simchas chasen v'kala. I want to fulfill the mitzvah. How do I do it? I'm going to dance in the middle and, you know, do flips and juggle fire. I'm not young anymore. I can't do that anymore. So I give a gift, get them a blender, a set of spoons, whatever it is, and that's simchas chasen v'kala, and that is sufficient.
They're allowed to take it.
What?
They're allowed to take it.
Because you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. You're not giving a mistam a gift. You're giving it because you're doing it for the mitzvah. Okay? I saw Rav Sternbach has a very interesting piece in the Ma'ad Muzman Min Chelek Beis in Kuf Peivav. He wants to discuss whether Mishloach Manos is Sodom Matana Sichya. It's very strange. I don't even understand the Shaila. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, it's a mitzvah by Purim. I don't see what the discussion is. To everybody here, maybe more than enough. Could be. I hear. But more mitzvah. It's still a mitzvah to do them even if you're not chayiv anymore. Rav Sternbach quotes in Chuvas Vanagos and Chelek Gimel in Siman Taf Dalet, he quotes a story about the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav wouldn't accept wedding gifts after Shavuot Brachos. He says it's only wedding gifts that are not Sonim Matanos Yechia during Shavuot Brachos. After Shavuot Brachos, there's no mitzvah Simchas Chasen V'Kala anymore. And therefore the Brisker Rav didn't accept wedding gifts after Shavuot Brachos. What?
It shouldn't
That's a different mitzvah. Shavuot Bishar is a different mitzvah, but it's not Simchas Chasim Nekala. That's only Shavuot Brachos, and therefore he didn't accept them after that time. There's a sefer called Gadol BeYisrael, which is about aspects of Bar Mitzvah. So he writes in it that the reason the Bar Mitzvah like, gives a drasha is that the guest can enjoy the Divrei Torah, and you can give him a gift. That's why we torture the bar mitzvah boy, so you give a drasha. So you can get bar mitzvah presents at the end of the day, and that's why the bar mitzvah gift is called drasha geshenk, right? It's called the bar mitzvah gift, the drasha gift. It's the gift for the drasha, not the bar mitzvah gift. It's the gift for the drasha that he gave, and therefore, it's not sari matanas yechem.
What about this? Friends interrupt every 2 minutes and he never finishes his drasha.
By the bar mitzvah boy?
Yeah.
Or by the mitzvah? The minig is really by chassan and by the chassan. And the chassan gives the drasha, so it kind of trickled down to the bar mitzvah boy. The minig to interrupt the chassan is Rabbi Salvechik said it's because the whole wedding corresponds to Maimon Har Sinai. There's a chuppah, like the mountain over the Jewish people, the marriage between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. The whole wedding is like a big Maimon Har Sinai. So where's the breaking of the luchos? So when you interrupt the chassan, when he's giving his Divrei Torah, so that's the breaking of the luchos. You're stopping his Torah. So, different explanations. Rav Ozner writes in the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Vav, he was asked about students who want to give a gift to the principal of the school, and whether it's Tzarei Matanos Yechya. So Rav Ozner says it's beneficial to the students because it will improve the relationship. No, butter up the principal, he'll like a little bit more, say to the principal's office a little less, and therefore it's okay to give gifts to the teachers and the principals as well. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in Yisrael Kadoshim, he says there's no issue of Tzadok Matanos Yechem when it comes to a poor person accepting tzedakah, because the Torah says you have to give tzedakah, and therefore the tzedakah already belongs to the poor person as well. I once heard Rav Itchin Meyer Morgenstern, who's a Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, so he said it's not Tzadok Matanos Yechem to give pigeonos to the tzaddik, to give kritlach to the tzaddik, because you're getting much more from the tzaddik than you're giving to him, for the tzaddik's bracha. So, you have to be a chassidish rav to...
Usually the tzaddik doesn't give the money.
He doesn't give the money, he gives it away. Whatever it is, he gives it away. So he says it's not an issue anyway in regard to that. There's Rav Shlomo Kluger has a piece in his Perushim Pirkei Avos, and he says that... He says, if you hate the gift, you don't want it, then it's fine. You can accept the gift. You just have to hate it. But if you hate it, it's okay. As long as you accept it. Yeah.
Again, you know, these are used so indiscriminately. What about hating bribes? Principal accepts gifts, and that's a bribe.
I hear. So,
you know,
a bribe means...
You can't have everything both ways.
Generally, a bribe means, like, in base, in the courts, asking a shayla, something like that. Here, you build relationships in business.
That's
you
a
know,
bribe.
It's a bribe.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe the teacher's Hanukkah presents.
Hanukkah presents.
Yeah, that's also a bribe.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, you know. So, at the end of the day, it is a din in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does say in Choshe Mishpah, Sonei Matanos Yechya, but the Shulchan Aruch says it's Midas Chasidus. So, a person should figure out for themselves, when is it beneficial, when is it extra, when can I accept upon myself this Chumrah, when do I need the gift, and decide for themselves, but to be aware, probably more importantly, of the messages behind Sonei Matanos Yechya. Either to, on one hand, to keep us from taking things that don't belong to us, to be sensitive to other people's money and our heart, other people's hard-earned money as well. And on the other side, to reflect on bitachon, that Hashem, you know, provides based on our parnasa that Hashem gives us. And then we don't necessarily need extra things from the outside as well. So we should all have parnasa berevach, and not to need to rely on the gifts of others and be provided by Kadosh Baruch.